There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This segment brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Doctor's Log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my Doctor's Log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doctor's Log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my Doctor's Log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
From the one. Rutter.
Keeping it and strolls into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. Third rushing touchdown of the season for Brock Rutter.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brock Rutter joins us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Brock. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Brock.
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. Hope you guys are staying safe.
Yes, we are, and thank you. I got to ask you, it's got to be a thrill to get that phone call from the NFL, from the San Francisco 49ers. It's not like a team that hasn't had recent success. I mean, last I checked, they were in the Super Bowl. How did it feel? What was it like for you to get that phone call?
Yeah, it was super exciting. It's obviously a moment as a competitor you dream of your whole life, is to make it to the highest level and just get a chance. That's all you ask for as a competitor. So it's been a pretty surreal last couple of days, but I'm thrilled with the opportunity, and I can't wait to get to work.
So, Brock, let's just trace your steps for people that are unaware of your story and just how far your journey has taken you. So you start out, you go to high school in Naperville, you go to Indiana State, you redshirt there a year, then you transfer to North Central College. Not many guys make the trek from Division III to the NFL or even to get a tryout, and yet you had a terrific career at North Central, national champion, All-American, Division III Player of the Year. I think you had 522 passing yards in one game, for goodness sakes. And now you get an opportunity to play football at the professional level. How would you describe the journey?
Yeah, it's been a wild journey. It's been a long 4 years, but it's been 4 years of a ton of hard work and just great 4 years. I've had the best coaches in the country at the Division III level for sure. I've had some great teammates along the way, and it's just been a lot of fun to see not only my growth but our team and our program's growth over the last 4 years. We had lost in the playoffs in the second round for three straight years, and then we go on to win the national championship. So it's been a really cool journey. It's been fun to see how everything's kind of evolved over the past couple of years. And like you said, it's so rare for Division III guys to get this opportunity. So I'm thrilled with it.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You did not go to the combine, right? But you did go to tryout days at Northern, at Northwestern. What else? What other connections did you have?
Yeah, so I didn't get invited to the combine, but I was super fortunate to get two pro days in at Northern Illinois and Northwestern, because right after the Northwestern pro day, I think the next day was when Gobert got brought off the court and everything kind of shut down. So in the moment, I didn't realize how lucky I was to be able to get those two opportunities, but I was super blessed to be able to go out and show what I can do in person to these scouts. They could kind of validate what they're seeing on film.
Now, Brock, we talk about how unlikely your journey is, and yet a quarterback from suburban Chicago going to San Francisco to complete passes with the 49ers. That sounds like Jimmy Garoppolo to me. Do you know Jimmy, and can you see any parallels in what he has done and what you want to do?
Yeah, no, I've never got to talk to Jimmy yet, but I look forward to meeting him and just kind of seeing how he goes about his business, see how he approaches the game and learn so much from him, but not only him, but the other two guys in the room. It's a great opportunity that I'm super excited for, and I'm just going to go in there and learn as much as I possibly can. But going back to when I was in the pre-draft process, I was out in Colorado working with a quarterback collective group, they're called, and we'd watch a ton of film on NFL guys, and Garoppolo was one of the guys we watched a ton. He's so fundamentally sound with his feet, everything he does. So it's really cool to get the opportunity to go out there to San Fran and learn from him.
And you did hear from one of your new teammates, right? You did get a phone call.
Yeah, it was super cool. A couple hours after I got drafted, Robbie Gould reached out to me and just kind of let me know, hey, man, if you ever need anything, I'm in the area. Let me know whatever you need. And it just goes to show how classy of a guy he is. He's a world-class person and high-character guy. And I was super grateful for him to be able to reach out to me and call, and just welcomes me into the team and makes me feel comfortable when I do eventually get out to San Francisco, whenever that is.
So, Brock, you grew up in an athletic family. You play three sports in high school. What made football stand out to you as a sport you wanted to choose to specialize in? And how important was it to grow up in a family, you know, where your dad was a coach and he coached you and probably always dreamed of this being a possibility?
Yeah, I learned so much from him and just my family. We're always have sports on the TV. We're always watching sports and playing sports in my backyard, quite honestly. But football kind of came about. I probably played five sports growing up, but football was the one that really always stuck with me, especially playing quarterback. You get to distribute the ball, and it's so much thinking that goes into the game, and that's what I like is learning how the game works, how the defenses work, and reacting to them. So I think football is just such a fun sport, and the relationships you build in football, there's nothing like it in the world.
You mentioned getting that call from Robbie Gould. Obviously, he is a guy that you watch play for the Bears. Did you grow up a Bears fan? Did you hear from the Bears?
Yeah, I heard from the Bears. I had a workout scheduled with them at their facility, but got canceled with all this coronavirus stuff. But actually, surprisingly, growing up, I was a huge diehard Packers fan. Grew up watching Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. My dad was a Packers fan, so that's kind of how I came up, is watching those two guys. It's kind of an interesting story. Everyone kind of gets taken back by it.
But you can't help how you were raised, right? That's I'm sure that you'd have some explaining to do if they would have gotten that tryout and they would have signed you. When you talk to scouts, or when we guys like us talk to scouts, what's the book on Brock Rutter? What do they tell you? You are strengths. What do you have to work on? And what do you think is your biggest deficiency heading into the NFL?
Yeah, I think that a lot of them just kind of tell me that I got to clean up my footwork and just kind of develop my overall game. But the one thing that all the scouts really like is my upside and my potential. They feel like coming from a smaller school, I have so much room to grow And I'm looking forward to being able to work with some of the best coaches in the world, some of the best quarterbacks in the world in my room. And I really just can't wait to get to work. But overall, I'm just trying to improve my entire game. And the one thing that I think I do really, really well is I understand the game of football. I understand what defenses want to do, understand what we're trying to do to attack the defense. And I'm going to get the ball out of my hands quickly and let my playmakers do all the work.
So you get drafted, or you don't get drafted, you get signed as a preferred free agent, and mm-hmm. obviously you hear from the Niners. Do you have the playbook? Are you diving into the playbook? Do you have any, I mean, how does it work? Are there Zoom meetings? How are things handled there in terms of getting up and running here when you can't go out there?
Yeah, so I was just able to receive the playbook yesterday, early on in the morning yesterday, so got to work on that. But they're really still trying to figure it out. They got video meetings set in place, but it's really just kind of adapt and overcome whatever happens. But we're going to do the best we can to be able to get this in through online virtual meetings. But we're just looking forward to be able to get out there whenever that time does come, because obviously it's going to be tougher on rookies this year with no rookie minicamp, no OTAs, so it's going to be different. But There's no excuse. That you got the playbook and you got all the tools you need to learn. They've done a great job of putting all that stuff in place for me. So now it's just on me.
Brock, what was the Hula Bowl experience like, and how much did that prove to you that you could compete with players who came from bigger programs?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think anytime you get to go out to Hawaii to play a football game, it's going to be a great experience. But no, for me, I went out there with a chip on my shoulder, kind of one to prove to people that, hey, there's some real good football players in, at the Division III level. And whenever you get a chance to go against guys, there were some guys from LSU, Oregon, top competition like that. You, as a competitor, you want to go out there and show them I belong here and I truly fit here. And I think with the four or five practices we had in the game, I was able to go out there and do that. And it was just a really fun experience. There's not many times a Division III guy gets an opportunity like that. So I was super grateful for that, but I wanted to go out there with a point to prove.
Hey, Brock, thanks a ton. It's great to catch up with you. It's a great story. We wish you very well in the future.
Thank you, Brock, so much for having me on.
It's a pleasure, and good luck out there. Yeah, absolutely. That is Brock Rutter. He, of course, an amazing story from Division III to the NFL, from Naperville to San Francisco. Just incredible. I mean, and you know, the thing is, David, when you're talking about different programs, I mean, you know, they got a pretty good one in San Francisco. That's not a pushover by any stretch. They got some good players there and good stuff.
It helps if he gets cut by the 49ers or if he stays as a developmental project or quarterback, because the stamp of approval you get when you work with Kyle Shanahan, and that just, you can't get past the idea, here's this kid who goes to Indiana State, red shirts, and he transfers and he leaves, and you wonder at that point in time, what does he want to do? He wants to find somewhere he can play to put himself in a position to have the opportunity that he faces this morning, today. And that is a tremendous story. Sounds like a really young man with a head on his shoulders, and just, yeah, you wish him all the best.
And look, I mean, look what they did. They were flirting with Tom Brady. It means they want to replace Garoppolo, so there you go.
Exactly.
All right.
He's got to go.
All right. That's so silly. Listen, great stuff today. Want to thank everyone. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
It means a lot to us. Our thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
I think we just got a bunch of adrenaline junkies.
He is one of them. And our thanks to Kebbo for all he does.
Chicago's going to love him.
Ray, Chicago loves you, and we do too. Thank you, buddy.
Yes.
And David, have a great day for yourself. We'll talk to you a little bit later.
Have a good day, Molly. Take care.
Everyone stay safe. It's Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
670 The Score is Chicago sports. And for nearly three decades, Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Chicago's number one sports station in 1992. And still number one today. A radio.com sports station.
Even. Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, that's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
I go back to the wooden nickel label, damn it. That's how far I go back. Dennis DeYoung is joining us.
Just tell Dan, he knows me. We've worked together. One time we worked together and I said, Dan, don't you owe me money from the 70s still? And he says, no. I said, yeah, I think you're late on the VIG.
I was...
You know what it is? He doesn't even remember the 70s, for God's sake.
Oh, are you kidding me? I was the kid who, William Miller and Almost Famous at the Hammond Civic Center after Styx 2. I had the notepad in one pocket and a half pint of Jim Beam in the other, writing for my high school paper about Styx after the Equinox album hit record store shelves. So.
Well, hearing that story, I'd kiss you on the lips, but it has to be from 6 feet away.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
The Score, Chicago's sports station, is here for you.
Bob and Terre Haute, you're on The Score. Hey, Bob.
The thing you can do for us is what you do every day. You know, everyone's got their individual place they go for news, but you guys give us a chance to take a break from that, and that's what we all need right now. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
The Score is continuing to do what we do best. Join us for some Chicago sports talk in your car, on your mobile device through the Radio.com app, and on your home smart speaker. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, a Radio.com sports station.
Always Aggravated, a Mike Valenti signature podcast.
And what Roberto said is the truth. It's like people get angry. Like, if you're the same person and you've gotten up 2-3 times, nah, I'm done with that. Mm-hmm. Like, if you gotta allow every person to get up once. You get one shot, one time.
I'll even give you two.
Yeah, but people don't. They don't want to. Excuse me.
Always Aggravated. Get it on Radio.com and Apple iTunes.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
What can players and fans expect from David Ross as the manager of the Cubs?
A lot like he was as a player. David's going to be the same, and that's the beauty of it. David's not going to change. That's the one piece of advice I did give to him, because he needs to manage like he played. And if he does that, he's going to be just fine, because he was almost the manager on the field as a catcher. So believe me, he's going to be very successful. You're going to love him. He is all of that. He's funny. He's bright. He engages well. He's definitely got all the social graces in check as a manager in the field and the dugout. There's things he's going to have to grow into, but he will. I mean, he's got good people around him. David's going to be a spectacular major league manager.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
news is constantly changing. For regular updates on the coronavirus and local efforts to stop the spread, turn to WBBM News Radio 105.9 FM anytime.